Muchas gracias, embajador.
Thank you, Ambassador. In step with the foreign policy and the new procurement policy within the country, the state promotes promotes businesses that are spearheaded or led by female-headed small and medium enterprises. With a view to trying to increase parity, we have, of course, the standard of parity in parliamentary elections, which has helped us to see not just a rise in participation in the Congress, where this is reflected in the guidebook on gender-sensitive parliamentarians, which shows that within the Constitution, commissions that are spearheaded by women, triggered by the numbers of parliamentary and women parliamentarians, has had a knock-on effect on legislation. The constituent process over the past 4 years has had a constituent parity standard, which starts with the electoral lists for candidates of women, as well as the cross referencing of the lists to ensure that, well, the result was that we have more women elected than men. During the second constituent process, there was a standard for general parity that did not require the correction of results. At the moment, there are 13 female cabinets, ministers heading different ministries, notably the Ministry of the Interior and Ministry of Defence. Normally, these posts have not historically been occupied by women. Regarding the sub-national governments, there's still gaps for positions of women leaders in local government, and this is led to the introduction of quotas in regional elections, but we will see the results of that in the coming weeks after the first cycle of elections. As part of the latest process, we had 192 candidates that had some kind of alimony debts vis-a-vis their children, and their applications were rejected. Furthermore, our program for women and participation 2023 helped around 6,000 leaders across the country, with a focus on grassroots organizations to allow these to have greater access to decision-making roles. Since 2021, our electoral service also included as an expenditure the reimbursement for candidacies due to those occupying care roles, which means that there's an additional tool for women who face this challenge in order to be able to have support for running for elections. We'll see in the coming weeks how things go for the elections, and the executive passed a movement to see an increase in investment for mayors and female mayors and councillors in order to help support their electoral participation in light of the historic discrimination. Finally, on the Comprehensive Act Against Violence, for the first time, our government in Article 6 recognises political violence as a potential gender violation, which is any kind of discrimination on the basis of gender which tries to undermine the political participation of women. This is not just restricted to state roles, but it can be interpreted in community-based organisations and in civil society. Recently, our ministry asked for the Autonomous Electoral Service to interpret this standard and provide guidelines to ensure that this standard be clearly defined and effective. There's another question on Chile's project on Chile Reconoce, Chile recognizes, and on this issue of children in transit. I'm going to give the floor to